This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
And the Biden administration is falling apart. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. So glad to be with you this evening. You know, out in Phoenix, this is where I do my broadcast from, 550 KYI, 790 KNST out of Tucson. We started off the show day just laughing. Like, what in the world is going on? We're watching the Biden administration absolutely just melt down. And there are two times people make really, really bad mistakes. That's when, one, they're overconfident. And I don't think the Biden administration is overconfident at all. I don't. No, we had that, the magazine yesterday that had the big article, you know, is political. Is Biden panicking? Is the Biden camp panicking? Yes, they are. And what we're seeing from them isn't confidence. We're seeing desperation. Desperation is why they dragged out the over-the-hill, moderately coherent, very, very angry, kind of dumb actor to be a spokesperson regarding the show trial that Alvin Bragg and what is his name? Judge Merchan, what they're putting on in Manhattan. Talking about Robert De Niro. I know you all have heard about this already. You've talked about it. This crazy, but we got to look into this a little bit because this is insane on the part of the Biden administration. Why are they doing this? Could it be that they are scraping at the bottom of the barrel? With all of the A-list actors out there, if you're going to get a surrogate to go speak on your behalf in front of the court, why don't you bring someone like, Jay-Z? What about Beyonce? I mean, they went out, for Hillary Clinton, didn't they? Who's the hottest actor out there right now? Gosling. That guy who's going to be playing in the upcoming Marvel movie this summer. What is that? Wolverine and what's his face? That guy or somebody who's not 80 years old, somebody that's not rambling. Did the White House write the talking points for Robert De Niro? When he wrote out there, you knew that this was going to be trouble. You knew that he was not ready.
A clown. But this city is pretty accommodating. We make room for clowns.
He's talking about the audience. This is just the warm-up speech.
All over the city, people who do crazy things in the street, we tolerate it. It's part of the city. It's part of the culture. But not a person like Trump who will eventually run the country. That does not work, and we all know that.
He hasn't started his speech yet.
Anyway,
this is warming up.
There we go. But no one takes him or took him really seriously. They take him seriously now, of course.
This is the warm-up to the speech. You walk up to the microphone, you look out, and you see Trump supporters, and you say, clowns. Clowns. He channeled his inner Governor Kathy Hochul. Clowns. This is what the White House is presenting. Oh, can you do us a favor? Robert De Niro. And he walks out with like protection, like he has security. And the security, one of them looks very familiar. That's the guy that was given an award by Nancy Pelosi for January 6th, isn't it? What is this? They even have retreads as security. The January 6th goons? Come on. Are we supposed to be taking this seriously? I can't. Robert De Niro. Calling people clowns. Then he gets into his prepared remarks.
Democrats, you are gangsters.
Actually, that's not. This is the one he's leaving. Oh, Lord. Holy cow. He's getting it.
You're trash.
I'm sorry. I'm enjoying this. This is the Biden meltdown. They can't do any better. What? You got two 80-year-olds who are angry, who are popping off. This man's supposed to be an actor. This man is supposed to be a professional. This is what the Biden administration has come to. Straight chaos. De Niro and his supporters, the supporters of Trump, they're just going at it back and forth. But I have to have you hear some of this monologue because it's a special. This is what Robert De Niro, famed actor, A-list actor for years. He's in classic movies, Godfather. This guy is the biggest bully in the world. And what does he do? He gets out. For some reason, the White House has him out in front of the courthouse where, the Trump trial is going on. What to warn the people, to scare the people?
When Trump ran in 2016, it was like a joke. This buffoon running for president. No, never could happen. We'd forgotten the lessons of history that showed us other clowns who weren't taken seriously until they became vicious dictators.
What are you talking about?
Trump, we have a second chance. And no one is laughing now. This is the time to stop him. By voting him out once and for all.
Well, why is he talking about voting him out?
After the election saying, what, again? My God, what the hell have we done? We can't have that happen again.
These were the prepared remarks by Robert De Niro. Talking about how President Trump, if he gets in office, is going to become a dictator. Forgetting the fact that the man has already served 4 years and did a fantastic job. So much so that we miss him and we want him back. This is what he did on behalf of the Biden administration, who, by the way, said that they had nothing to do with what was going on in New York. They didn't coordinate this at all. Now we're finding out how big of a lie that was, along with all the other lies. He has Robert De Niro as a surrogate going to New York City to warn the people that Trump is a tyrant and we can't vote for him again. The democracy depends on it.
Yesterday was Memorial Day. It's a good time to reflect on how Americans fought and died so that we may enjoy the freedoms guaranteed to us by a democratic government. A government that, as President Lincoln said, of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth.
If Trump is in office, the last time he was in office, did this form of government perish from the earth? Again, we're not a democracy, by the way. We are a constitutional republic. I wish people would start using that, but I know why they don't. Because if we're a democracy, the majority is supposed to rule, right? Right? You've got Robert De Niro on behalf of the White House out doing an anti-Trump doomsday monologue that's supposed to scare the American people.
I don't mean to scare you. No, no, wait. Maybe I do mean to scare you.
Yes, you do.
If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that.
No, I don't.
He will never leave.
Sure, when his term is up, he'll leave. Just like when his term was up last time, he got beat. I'll do that thing with my fingers. After Biden got 85 million votes. Well, I guess that meant that Trump lost and he left then, right? Why wouldn't he leave again? What do you know that we don't know? Oh, yes, that President Trump is a dictator. This is bad. We've seen some bad things out of the Biden administration. I'm sorry. Yes, Biden administration. But this is really, really bad. And we have Robert De Niro turning from a tough guy into nothing but a little squish. And we have Representative Wesley Hunt, Republican from Texas, saying just that.
So we're talking about Robert De Niro here. This is the guy that played in Casino. This is the guy that played in Goodfellas. This is the guy that played in Godfather, one of my all-time favorite movies. This guy has played an alpha male, and now he has all of a sudden turned into a beta squish liberal, which makes absolutely no sense to me. This goes back to even The Rock. I mean, I don't know if you recall a few weeks ago, we're talking about The Rock and how, you know, he's the attitude era of WWE, talking about layeth the smacketh down on your candy asses, and then he comes out and then backs the biggest beta of all in Joe Biden. So look, these celebrities are talking, but nobody cares and nobody is listening to what they are saying. And you know this is true because you're seeing a spike in the polls every single week that this sham trial continues to go on.
I it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And what's crazy is this whole thing is winding up. We're going to get down to it in just a few days, I hope. Well, I heard the longer it goes on, the more chances it's going to be a hung jury. I would like to have him, you know, exonerated, but I'll take a hung jury. And then what? Then what will the Democrats do? Oh, they're facing a real problem, my friends, a real problem. And I'll tell you all about it coming up next. Make sure you pack your Byrna for your summer travel. Navigating new places can be thrilling but unpredictable. Think of the Byrna launcher as essentially safety equipment for your travels, providing the assurance you need to explore with confidence. And you can pack your Byrna in your checked luggage without the need to declare it as a firearm, making your airport experience smoother. If you or your family is in a situation where you feel threatened, you don't need to start with lethal. You need to defend yourself without the irreversible consequences of deadly force. And while we want to protect ourselves, most gun owners don't ever want to have to pull the trigger. A Byrna can save two lives. What if there was a way to effectively defend yourself and de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter the Byrnaless Lethal Pistol Launcher. Great compliment to owning firearms. Legal in 50 states, no permits or background checks needed. Jesse owns these himself, and they are great for your family members to have as well. Byrna is the answer, and it's designed for easy use by all age groups 18 plus. The Byrna launcher has powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds with a 60-foot range. One shot can incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Used by government agencies and law enforcement around the country, over 500,000 units sold, 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse for 10% off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Jesse. And to check out the latest news about Byrna, that's BYRNA. You are listening to the Jesse Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can hear me at 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's Phoenix and Tucson, my friends. We're on the free iHeartRadio app. We are talking about the trial of the century. That's what they billed the Trump trial. I guess there are like four of them going on. And we are sitting here watching them all crash and burn. It's hilarious. What did he start out with? Over 90 indictments? I think we're down to like 40 or 50 now. I don't know. The case in Georgia blew up. We've got the records cases blowing up. Of course, Letitia James, I forgot what that one was about. Oh, that's when he supposedly overvalued his property and everybody was cool with it. There were no injuries, but somehow that was bad because Letitia James suffers from Trump derangement syndrome. And now we have this mess going on in New York City. But my goodness, I mean, no matter how this turns out, you've got the liberals, they're in trouble. I mean, if this thing ends up, you know, he's getting exonerated, that would be absolutely fantastic. But what happens if they find him guilty? We've got John Yoo. He is a legal analyst, and he says, you know what? This judge could face some serious problems if Trump is ended up found guilty.
There's a serious question about whether the prosecution has actually violated the Constitution in the way they've concealed the second crime. Recall that the first crime is just a misdemeanor, this bookkeeping entry business. It only becomes a felony, which is something worth jail time, if it's used to cover up or to enable some greater felony. The prosecution has still to tell us what that second felony is.
Oops.
It's actually hard for the jury to decide whether Donald Trump's guilty or not if they don't actually know what the crime is. Now, a good judge, an impartial judge, would send this case back to the prosecutors and say, you can't proceed any further. Instead, Judge Mershon just sort of let it go, see what's going to happen. He'll still have another chance, I think, to decide whether the whole case should be thrown out because of that legal vulnerability on the part of the prosecution.
They're not going to throw this case out. Of course, he should have kicked it back. Oh, well, we don't even know what he's being, you know, charged with. What is he guilty of? Oh, I don't know. You know, you have Mershon basically tell the jurors, hey, you guys can make it up. You don't have to have actual evidence to find him guilty. No. That's not what we're trying to do. This is not, you know, a real case here. We just need a guilty verdict from you. Okay. Meanwhile, did you hear that the Menendez case, Senator Menendez, this is the guy that took the gold bars from Egypt? This is the guy who was also on trial, you know, a few years ago because of some shenanigans going on in the Dominican Republic, something to do with sex slavery, I think. Well, what is going on here? I mean, this is huge. Can you imagine if this is a Republican that took gold bars in payment for some type of bribery or something? This case is going on. Who's covering it? Where can we get information from? How's the case going?
Empezó la tercera semana del juicio del senador.
Wait, what?
Menéndez.
Yeah. I heard Menéndez.
La fiscalía llamó a dos testigos, la asistente de los dos empresarios coacusados de sobornar
what is
a Menéndez y un agente del FBI quien leyó mensajes de textos del senador.
Holy cow. I think that was in Spanish. Yes, it was Univision. They're covering the case, all 17 seconds of the report. But where's ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News? Where are they on this? No American outlets are covering Bob Menendez, Senator Menendez, he of the gold bars. What we're watching is crazy. I'll tell you something else that's crazy. The Democrats have to be asking themselves, where did we go wrong? We were supposed to have Trump tied up in court all the way through convention. You're telling me that this thing is winding up right now and we got nothing else? Nope. But you know what you do have? You do have Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, his cases, you know, his felony firearm charge, that should be coming up pretty soon. Maybe that's why you had President Biden visiting his daughter-in-law, former daughter-in-law. I'm talking about the wife of the late Beau. You know, the one that Hunter had the affair with? Oh, you see, you all probably don't know about that. See, I saw all of this stuff on Hunter's laptop before, you know, when you could. You can't find this stuff now. It's been pretty much locked up. But it was bad. Yeah. Well, anyway, you had Biden go by and visit her. Why? Is that like tampering with the case? He's going to talk to the witness? Yeah, she's testifying, I think, against Hunter Biden. This is getting really, really interesting. Now the law is, you know, I won't say lawfare because I'm sure they'll be pretty straight up and down here with Hunter. But we're going to be talking about that. Or will we? Do you think the media is going to cover this in a way that they've been covering Trump? I doubt it very seriously. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can catch my show, The Conservative Circus, on 550 KFYI or 790 KNST out of Tucson. That's Phoenix and Tucson. Or you can listen to the iHeartRadio app. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberals' elites want? A weak and docile underclass? Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, Jesse's been talking about Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it has done wonders for him. Manufactured right here in the USA, Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, focus, and mood. Maximize your masculinity today at chok.com. Use code Jesse for a massive discount on any subscription for life. chok.com. Code Jesse for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable at any time. You know, we're looking at the results of, or I should say the fallout of all of this lawfare. It's absolutely crazy. And the fallout is that President Biden is sieving people. He is losing folks from every demographic. He's losing older folks. He's really losing younger folks. And for various reasons. There's actually only one thing that Biden can run on right now, and that's death. He can run on abortion. Oh, he thinks that abortion is the winner. And you know what? Our country is so, our culture, I should say, is just so debased. He might be right. He might be right. But something tells me that the pendulum is starting to swing back on that as well. I think it's because so many women over the last 40 years have used birth, or I should say abortion, as birth control. And the technology has changed. It's not just a little clump of cells anymore. Oh, we can go in and we can look at it. We can find problems. We can have surgery on those babies inside the mother's womb. No. The lives of the left, well, they've run out. So now they're just saying, it's your rights. It's health care. That's starting to wear thin as well. So that's the only thing that they really have, though. And they're trying to target it towards suburban women and minorities. Okay. It's a very powerful argument. I mean, some would say that that's the reason why they were able to hold off, you know, the tsunami, make it a trickle during the midterms. But besides that, what else do they have? And at the end of the day, you know, what do you want? Women's rights to murder their child, or do you want a job? Do you want to be able to move forward? Do you want to be able to prosper in America? Do you want to live the American dream? Do you want to live the same life that your parents lived? That's the problem that Biden is facing. And they can't beat President Trump on, you know, at the ballot box. So what are they doing? They're trying to defeat him with lawfare. They're trying to throw him in jail. Hey, if President Trump is found guilty, do you think they're going to really throw him in jail? Hell yeah, they're going to throw him in jail. What? Yes. You've got the president of the United States. He's planning right now to have a speech. Once the verdict is announced, they're going to cart him out there in front of a microphone and turn it on. He's going to flat blast Trump. Of course they want to do this. It by any means necessary. But when it comes to the ballot box, another thing they're trying to do is flood the country with a bunch of illegals and get them ready to vote in time for November. I've been saying that for years. Oh, James, even if they have all the illegals here, it's going to take time for them to, you know, to process them. They were processing the ballot as they were coming in. All those ballots will be sent to wherever they were, you know, this polling place, that apartment, that holding a community, those tents out in the desert, they'll be sent there and they will be filled out accordingly. But when it comes to regular old Americans, there has been a shift in attitude. I asked the question at the top of the show, where are all of the A-list celebrities? So usually we have a bunch of liberals, they're cutting commercials and everything, warning us about the dangers of Donald Trump. You know, where are the voter die people? Well, what happened to them? What happened to all these movers and shakers in Hollywood? Why have they gone silent? Well, part of the reason might be is because they're happy to be back at work. It's after the strike. Another reason maybe, you know, they had a really, really bad. So far, the summer's going to suck. The only hope they may have is Deadpool. And the movie Deadpool comes out late in the summer. That's supposed to be a big hit. But otherwise, they've kind of flopped so far. They've got no juice. Maybe that's why Charlamagne Tha God, you know Charlamagne Tha God, the Breakfast Club, he is a DJ on the Breakfast Club, a very popular urban radio show. Do they call it urban radio show? Maybe they changed that, but yeah, black radio. It used to be you would have to go to Jesse Jackson in order to get it through or kiss the ring of Reverend Al Sharpton. Now it's Charlamagne Tha God. It's the Breakfast Club. You got to go through there. And back in 2020, when Biden went through there, remember, that's when he said, you know, if you have a problem deciding who you're going to vote for, me or Trump, you ain't black. He said that to Charlamagne Tha God. Charlamagne Tha God is still trying to deal with that. That was bad. This year, Charlamagne Tha God, he can't bring himself to pull for Biden. He's saying that out loud. Now, he got chastised by a few folks. But at the end of the day, you still have Charlamagne Tha God who's holding his ground. He is refusing to play this game, you know, of just, you know, jumping on board with the Democrat because he is a Democrat. But he also has to soften the blow just a little bit because he can't say, I support President Trump. So he's choosing the route of I hate them both. I hate them both. I don't want to have to deal with these guys. And he goes so far as to say, you know, I think that America hates both of these guys as well. And so, you know, we have a very interesting situation that we have to navigate in the upcoming election. How will we vote? Will we vote for the crook? Will we vote for the criminal? What is next?
I think the majority of Americans are just exhausted with American politics. These two candidates, they don't do anything but suck the life out of everybody. Ooh. Like, people are drained. They're not energized by either one of these candidates.
Speak for yourself. I can see how Biden will suck the life, you know, out of Democrats. I can see how he'll drain Democrats. It's disappointment after disappointment after disappointment, lie after lie after lie. We have the Inflation Reduction Act. Well, no, wait a minute. It's the Green New Energy Act. It's the EV Act. We're going to have thousands of millions of jobs with green energy. Lies. Lies. We're going to forgive your student loans. Partial lie. Partial lie. This economy is great. Bidenomics is working. No, there's nobody getting off the couch for this. Nobody is excited about this. But don't cast those aspersions on Trump, sir. There are people who are absolutely thrilled about President Trump, Charlemagne the God.
And you look at the polls in America, most of America doesn't like our choices in this presidential race. So I've been saying it, you know, for months now. I think that this election this year is about the Republicans who are the crooks, the Democrats who are the cowards because they don't fight for nothing, and the couch, which is voter apathy. And I think the couch will probably win. And whose fault is that? It's not the people, it's the candidates.
Crooks, cowards, or the couch. Charlamagne the God says that he thinks the couch is going to win. I'm cool with that. Let the couch win. Crooks? How was President Trump a crook? He's been in all these trials and been found guilty. The man's taxes. You would think they'd find something on him. Something illegal? Nothing, Charlamagne. Nothing. But I understand. You can't come out for Trump full bore. Boy, you would get eaten alive. I understand what that's all about. Trust me. However, we'll take your baby steps. And the truth of the matter is, the Biden administration, there was what's crushing the spirit of the left. But something out there is trying to crush the spirit of the right. I'll tell you about that coming up. James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show is The Conservative Circus. Can be heard 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's Phoenix and Tucson, my friends. I've been talking this month about Pure Talk and their campaign with America's Warrior Partnership to help prevent veteran suicide. That's Jesse. But I think it's important to note that there are so many factors beyond PTSD that impact this. Jesse wants to share a story about Army Navy veteran Lonnie Smith. Lonnie was put in touch with AWP after losing his job of 9 years when they closed their doors. He'd been applying for jobs with no luck. He was behind on rent, maxed out his credit cards, and unemployment was ending. He was struggling with medical issues but couldn't afford the medication due to the loss of his job and insurance. He was at the end of his rope. This is when American Warriors Partnership stepped in. They got Lonnie enrolled in VA healthcare and local support to supply him with a food box. And they helped him with his VA disability claim to start receiving income. Brianna, his case coordinator, still checks in with them every week. Lonnie was a life saved because of the great work of AWP. When you switch your cell service to Pure Talk before the end of the month, you'll be helping to support America's Warrior Partnership and vets like Lonnie. Choose a wireless company who shares your values and support this great cause. With plans from just $20 a month for 5G service, it's a no-brainer. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch. Let's show our veterans how much we care and that they don't have to go it alone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly today. Yes, our vets need our help. Yes. You know, when we look around the country and we see what our brave men and women have been fighting for, does it make you mad? Does it make you angry? It should. We're supposed to live in a country where every 4 years, we the people get a right to express ourselves. We are the ones that are supposed to choose our leadership. But you know what? What we're learning right now, I don't think we've been doing that. I don't think we've been doing that for quite some time. We have a very powerful bureaucracy. And that bureaucracy is deciding who's going to be the leadership in America. You know what? They've been deciding this for a long time all around the world. We could look at places like Africa. We could look at places like Eastern Europe. We could look at the Ukraine. These things were called color revolutions. And America had its hands in all of this. I know we don't follow what's happening in Africa right now because our news doesn't want to cover that. They're too busy talking about Trump. Trump on trial, but we have a couple of nations that are broken away. They've dismissed the American currency. They're joining the BRIC nations. What's that, you may ask? Huh? Something that's very, very serious. Something that's threatening the dollar. We got a group of countries that are getting back on the gold standard, gold and silver, whereas we have fiat cash. But I digress. Those people who want to control governments around the world, well, they saw that they had a real problem. And the problem is Donald Trump. Donald Trump was not supposed to happen. It was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. The deep state, the Democrats, and half of the Republican Party, they let their guard down, my friends. And somehow, I would say by the grace of God, President Trump got in. You may not like him, but you cannot ignore all that has been exposed since he came down the escalator. You can't ignore how the FBI and the CIA and the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign, how they colluded to keep Trump from being president in the first place. And when they failed, how they colluded, how it was a soft coup, how it was a color revolution that removed him. And they are determined that he never get back in office. And they've been working overtime. Now, you got to remember, the deep state, they don't want we the people involved in politics. No. And when the first time he rolls up, I mean, really rolls up, that was during Obamacare. Remember back in Obamacare, we had the Tea Party rise up. The Tea Party, the people in fields in the middle of winter, they're getting in cold fields, rallying. Wherever they met, large numbers, they left the place cleaner than before they got there. What happened to the Tea Party? The Tea Party got crushed. Crushed by who? At the time, we didn't really know. But after Trump, we do. There is a deep state. There is a State Department. There is an IRS. There is a CIA. There is a Department of Justice. And I'm telling you, they're not going to stop. They're doing it right now. Did you know that if you donate to the GOP, you could have an agency on your doorstep? You've got a campaign manager for Donald Trump saying just that.
I'm finance director for Donald Trump in Mississippi, so we raise money. I've talked to a number of very wealthy individuals that God has blessed that say, I can't give money to Donald Trump because the FBI would show up at my door.
Wow.
And I tell, think of what you just said. If you make a legitimate, honest campaign contribution to the Republican nominee for president, the FBI will come to your door. And they acknowledge that's a reality.
In the United States of America.
In the United States of America.
In the United States of America. Land of the free. Home of the brave. We're not free. What? You have the FBI intimidating people? Yes, of course you do. You have the FBI. If you go, wait a minute. If you go to a school board meeting, you end up on an FBI watch list. Wait a minute. If you protest peacefully in front of an abortion clinic, you could end up on an FBI watch list and you could end up in jail. Wait a minute. If you put out a meme on Hillary Clinton, you could be arrested in due time, as is happening right now with one young man. Yes, a donation could get the FBI on your doorstep, intimidating you. A donation could get you audited by the IRS. That's the game they're playing. You're telling me they're not determined? Oh, and just wait till the Hunter Biden trial start. Oh, let's see how closely the media follows that. Then you'll know. I'm telling you the truth. The battle is on. And it's easy to get discouraged because they have all the power. But we're still a believing nation. We have God. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.